أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the As-Sabiqoon, the first of the three groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned earlier on in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the ni'mats. Allah speaks about the boons and the favors of the Ashabul Yameen or Al-Maymanah that Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about earlier. Allah says, wa Ashabul Yameen, ma Ashabul Yameen. And the people on the right side, ma ashabul yameen, how excellent are the people on the right side. We discussed that these people will be on the right, or they're known as the people of the right, because on the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had deemed and Allah had taqdeer as such that they had come from the right part of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Number two, when they would be given their books of deeds, it will be given on their right hand, in their right hand, and they will be on the right hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those people that were righteous in this world. They did their best. They did not break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fulfilled all their obligations. Now generally when we speak about the obligations of deen, it will include all the fara'is, all the wajibat, and all the sunnat-e mu'akkada also, that they were very particular about, they were not laxed. Some have also stated that there will be others that will be joined to them, that they fell a little short, but through the intercession of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the other interceders like the Quran Kareem, the Malaika, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join them also to the Ashabul Yameen. Some have even gone as far as saying that there may have been those that fell short, then they went into the fire of Jahannam. Allah purified them in the fire of Jahannam, and then they will also join the Ashabul Yameen. Speaking about the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi sidri makhdood. The first of it is, Allah says that they will be in Sidr. Sidr refers to the lot tree. Maghdood, that will be thornless, in other words, without any thorns. In this world, we will find that the lot tree has thorns, very little or no fruit whatsoever. But there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be no thorns whatsoever. And then next is Allah says, وَطَلْحٍ mandood. Second will be at-talh. Talh could either refer to a fragrance or it could refer to a shrub, and mandood will be clustered. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about these two ni'mats, the very first two ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. Allah speaks about this lot tree just to have an example or an idea of the trees of Jannat. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there will be some people dwelling under the trees, the shade of which is such that if a rider has to ride for 100 years, that rider will never come out of the shade of that tree. Then there will be one particular tree under which there will be people in Jannat, and then they will call out to the dwellers of the chambers in Jannat, in other words, the rooms of Jannat, the apartments, or for that matter, the palaces of Jannat. They will call unto them to join them under these trees, and when they come out, they will have some mutual discussions. Then they would want to discuss the things of this world, the play and amusement of this world, which obviously for them will be now a station, a journey that had already passed. And when they begin to discuss, or when they intend to discuss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a breeze to blow. And when that breeze blows, then from the leaves of these trees, the play and amusement of this world will begin to drop off. How it will happen, that is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person, once asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this talh. Talh is a shrub, a thorn shrub that used to be found around in Arabia. And why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this talh when it is when it has so much of thorns? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to that person that with regards to the talh of Jannah, it will be different. It will be filled with fruits. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the fruits, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they will be in abundance to such an extent that one talh or one tree will have fruit of 70 different colors, and no one color will be the same with another color. In other words, each of it will be totally different. And in this way, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the description of the talh. Once a person went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a particular river in Jannah or a fountain in Jannah by the name of Hawa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that upon this Hawa will be a tree. So this person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about how would this tree be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a description. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about the clusters. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ, that this talh will be in clusters. How is this clusters? What is this clusters going to be about? If we want to understand it, you see bananas that grow on trees come in clusters. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the cluster will be so abundant, so profound, that it will take a crow to fly a period of 1 month from one part of the cluster to the other. Then the person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about the trunk of this tree. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a description of how wide or how broad the trunk of the tree would be. He said that a camel that will be 4 years old, a 4 year old camel is a camel that has gained significant strength already, can move from one side of the trunk to the other, and it will become old and its shoulders will begin to break, but it will not reach the other side of the trunk. Towards the latter part of the hadith, this person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me, would we get grapes over there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said, yes, we would get grapes over there. This person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, how big would this grapes be? Would one grape be sufficient for my ahl, for my household? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, forget your household, your whole clan, in other words, your whole family will be able to eat from one grape. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about how huge the fruits of Jannat will be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it will be like the size of a ram. So these are some of the descriptions that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave with regards to this loath tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ. So they will be in the talh, in these clusters, or in these shrubs that are clustered, وَظِلِّ مَمْضُودٍ, and they will be in shadows that will be spread out. In other words, spread out like we discussed, that one shadow of a tree, a rider will ride for a period of 1 year, and yet he would not come and pass through the shadows of these trees. So such are these ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about for the Ashabul Yameen. We see significantly different to that of the Sabiqoon, that the As-Sabiqoon would be served in Jannah by the Wildanum Mukhalladun, by those young boys that will be immortal, remaining young forever, and they will remain with them forever. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about any serving, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just speaks about the ni'mat itself in which they will be found and surrounded by of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.